I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky men's basketball team gets back to action tomorrow night against Vanderbilt in the friendly confines of Rupp Arena. The Wildcats are coming off a tougher-than-expected win over Texas A&M, and before that, a disappointing loss at Alabama. So the big question is, has this team turned a corner or earned only a brief reprieve? Well, it's scouting report time, and joining me once again is LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello, Keith.
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Good. All right, Kentucky is now 1-1 in the SEC. Very tough schedule still to come. They've got to go to Auburn later this month. They play Tennessee and Florida twice. Obviously, you want to pile up the wins. The Alabama loss was certainly disappointing. And as mentioned, they took down Texas A&M, but it was a little tougher than expected.
Yeah, you know, what shocked us all, I think, was the way they started down 10-0 and just looked like nothing was going right. And then, of course, as always seems to happen against Kentucky, the other team couldn't miss. But yet, you know, they did dig themselves out of it, which was good to see. They came back and got an early first half lead with a big run. You know, the thing that was maybe more disappointing was the way the second half went, where they built up a double-digit lead and then allowed Texas A&M to come right back on them and cut it to single digits. And, you know, eventually Kentucky would pull it away. But you'd just like to see them, if you're going to come back and build a double-digit lead, you'd rather see them just put it away. Something that they haven't done a whole lot of this season, putting games away.
Usually it's what? Ill-advised shots and then some lapses on the defensive side. I mean, how do these things happen where you have a big, big lead and all of a sudden it's all gone?
Well, for one, I would just say the early lead that they lost when they were down 10-0, they just had shots that weren't falling. And Texas A&M was hitting good shots. Now, after that, I think you got to look at the defensive end. And even after the game, Coach Cal was talking about the way they defended the picks. They were supposed to go over top of the picks, and many of the guys went underneath. He was pretty frustrated after the game. I mean, you could just see that there were a lot of things guys weren't doing right.
Things they worked on, and obviously they, to use a Coach Cal term, reverted.
Oh, yeah, correct. You know, it's that. It's not going after rebounds. It's, you know, just taking shots without many passes on the offensive end. So it's reverting back to being trying to be the man that comes down and makes something happen and gets the crowd into it, gets the team into it, when you need to play a team concept and work the ball around and get a better shot.
Okay, so let's look at the Vanderbilt Commodores. More often than not, it's a team that it hits a lot of three-pointers. What's the squad makeup this year?
Well, I think it's just probably not as much of a three-point shooting team. It's a little more of a mix. But, you know, just judging from what happened to them on Wednesday night, it's a team that's still maybe rebuilding from a year ago. They had a horrible loss down at Georgia, 82-63. And I think you're going to see it still heavily guard-oriented, but it's just, you know, not the kind of Vanderbilt team you've seen in the past.
Okay, so who is poised to have a good game against Vanderbilt? Is it a low post thing, or are we counting on Kentucky to hit a lot of outside shots, and therefore it's Tyler Hero's game, or what?
You know what? I wish I had an answer for that. It's one of those things where, like, you know, we've seen Kelvin Johnson early in the season be the guy, but it seems like he's been lost for about a game or two where he's really not had it going on, and it seems like Tyler Hero's had it going on. And, you know, what's going on with the big guys? Because P.J. Washington in the first half against Texas A&M didn't even score. Now, he ended up finishing with 9 points and 5 rebounds. But, I mean, you know, what's going on with the low post players? Because I think they're also some of those guys that are reverting and making the mistakes, which is kind of mind-boggling. So, you know, it's hard to say in this one. I'd like to believe they're going to pound it down low inside, although Vanderbilt does have a 6'10 kid that's a pretty good player, was a McDonald's All-American. But I really can't answer that because I just don't – I can't figure them out anymore. I'm just kind of like everybody else. Let's wait and see what happens at the start of the game, and that's probably a good judge of how this one's going to go.
You sound a lot like the coach of the Wildcats when he talks about his team.
Or a lot of the fans, right? They all seem frustrated right now. It's just we've been waiting for this team just to – kind of break out, and we thought that had happened when they played North Carolina, and then we thought, okay, they built off that and they beat Louisville, and then it just seemed like it all came crashing down when they started league play, because we know it's tougher. You know, obviously all the league teams know what you do, and that makes it a little harder on you. It's tougher environments because a lot of these gyms are smaller. They're not like, you know, when you're playing in Chicago or when you're playing in some of these other arenas. So we know they're smaller, they're, you know, more intimate and louder, and it's tougher places to play. But this team just doesn't seem to I don't know, want to put that team away on the road. And at home, they seem to be taking advantage of being at home and having the fans. So it's one of those teams that may frustrate us for a few more games, and you just hope that it eventually clicks and we get that team that we saw against North Carolina or Louisville.
All right, so the Wildcats take on Vanderbilt at 8:30 tomorrow night. I believe the game is on ESPN. After that, then they got to go to Georgia, and then the schedule really gets tough. So you really want to pile up some wins here.
Yeah, I think that was what's so disappointing about that Alabama loss, is because now you look at it, okay, now we've got to get a win somewhere else to make up for that Alabama loss. And they've got some tough opponents. This league is tougher than we think. I mean, Ole Miss on Wednesday night, also at home, unranked, although they could be ranked next time the rankings come out, but unranked, knocked off Auburn, who was number 11. So I think this is going to be a tougher league than many are even giving it credit, and many are saying it's a tough league.
Topsy-turvy. That would probably be one way to describe the SEC this year.
Yeah, we're going to see some upsets. We're going to see a lot of losses. And, I mean, the team that wins this league may end up with four or five losses in the league. We'll see.
All right. We'll close out our little visit today with a little football note. The Kentucky football team finished in the top 15 in the national rankings I believe it was number 12.
Yeah, number 11 in the coaches' poll, number 12 in the Associated Press. That's great news for the Wildcats, because usually the next season you're going to be ranked somewhere near that. You might fall a little bit because they're going to look and say they don't have Josh Allen and Benny Snell Jr., but I think you're going to see them ranked somewhere around 15th when the rankings come out next year, which obviously helps them in recruiting, helps them in, you know, just keeping their brand out there, helps them in where they start towards moving up in the rankings and being there when it comes to talk about a college football playoff. You know, obviously we've talked before, they got a long way to go on the defensive side of the ball, but it's still great news for this Wildcats program.
And now Kentucky coach Mark Stoops has to play a little defense and holding on to some of his coaches. There's quite a few rumors out there that Georgia might be interested in hiring away co-offensive coordinator Eddie Graham.
Yeah, I find that one kind of interesting, because it has been reported, you know, that he's an option. But then I also saw where, you know, Georgia's co-offensive coordinator could be elevated. And in a way you would think, okay, well, let's keep this guy because he's the one that kind of knows our system, can just carry on with what we're doing. So you'd like to believe they would stay with him. But Eddie Grant is an option, and he's called more games probably than James Coley, who is at Georgia. So, you know, it would be a tough loss for Kentucky. Hopefully they would be able to retain Darren Henshaw, the co-offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, if that happens.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on the Scouting Report. Our guest has been LEX18 sports anchor Keith Farmer, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great weekend, Keith.
Thanks, Alan. You too.